BibleTelling.org presents All the Stories of the Bible in a Year, as told by John Walsh. Today's story is Joash.
Jehoiada the high priest taught Joab the king and helped him to live a godly life. As long as Jehoiada lived, Joash followed the ways of the Lord. When Joash was older, he decided to make repairs on the temple of the Lord. It was soon clear that the priests and Levites were the wrong people to oversee this. So he told the men to make a large box and put it at the temple gate. He then announced that the people were to bring the money for the temple and put it in the box. The people of Judah liked this method. Soon the box was full, so the money was given to the men making the repairs. These were men of integrity, so the king didn't require them to give an accounting of the money or how it was spent. After the death of Jehoiada, Joash started listening to various leaders of Judah who wanted a different direction for the nation. He allowed them to make changes, and soon the people stopped going to the temple to worship God. Instead, they turned to idols and sex goddesses. At this point, the son of Jehoiada was a high priest. He spoke out against this sin. The people rejected his message and wanted him killed. Finally, Joash ordered him to be stoned, even though he was the son of his faithful friend and advisor. Joash was killed when he had been king for 40 years. The people didn't bury him in the tombs of the king because of what he had done to the son of Jehoiada.
For information about a Bible-telling trip to Israel, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.